2 Timothy 3:1 This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. 3:2 For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous boasters, proud blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful and unholy. 3:3 Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. 3:4 Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. 3:5 Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. 3:6 4 Of this sort are they, which creep into houses, and lead captive silly women, laden with sins, led away with divers lusts. 3:7 Ever learning, and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. 3:8 Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. 3:9 But they shall proceed no further. For their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. 3:10 But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. 3:11 Persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me, at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all, the Lord delivered me. 3:12 Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus, shall suffer persecution. 3:13 But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. 3:14 But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. 3:15 And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 3:16 All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. 3:17 That the man of God may be perfect, throughly furnished unto all good works.